This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took sua moto cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the apex court's decision. A report.
A bench of Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Massey expressed concern that the expert committee report and the apex court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the sua moto case returnable on 21st of January. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravallis. Shagun Chopra from News Desk.
Agriculture, Farmers, Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat G-Ramji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gauchar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. President Draupadi Murmu has said Viksit Bharat will be achieved not just by building strong economy, but also by ensuring equal opportunities in life of dignity to poor people. The president was addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Technology, NIT, at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand yesterday. The president said government initiatives across traditional and emerging sectors are creating entrepreneurial opportunities for skilled youth to generate employment for themselves and others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over the embarkment of INSV Gandhinya on her maiden voyage from Gujarat's historic coastal city of Porbandar to Muscat in Oman yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the ship is built using the ancient Indian stitched ship technique, highlighting the country's rich maritime traditions. The Prime Minister extended his best wishes to the crew for a safe and memorable journey as they retract national historic links with the Gulf region and beyond. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range Chandipur yesterday. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 km, demonstrating all-in-flight maneuvers as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rajiju has emphasized for creating a Delhi-like special unit of police for Northeastern region in other states to ensure protection of Northeastern people. The minister expressed concern in connection with the incident of attack on a Tripura student in Dehradun in which he died later. The minister said that the Uttarakhand government has taken strict action in the matter and five accused were arrested who were allegedly involved in the assault case. The Ministry of External Affairs rejected Pakistan's remarks, claiming attacks on minorities in India. Responding to media queries regarding the remarks of a spokesperson of Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeer Jaiswal yesterday said, "Pakistan's abysmal record on this front speaks for itself." Mr. Jaiswal said Pakistan's horrific and systemic victimization of minorities of various faiths is a well-established fact and no amount of finger-pointing will obfuscate it. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian local time. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. In the 4T20I played on Sunday, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.